You are listening to My Comeback Podcast with Michelle. Variety of topics are discussed, mostly related to self-healing, making a comeback after setbacks, and other ramblings of an overthinking introvert. Hi guys, welcome back. Tonight I wanted to talk about a very important tool in the comeback toolbox. And that is taking some time for yourself. What is the number one thing all IT people ask when something is going wonky and not working? Anybody? Anybody? Yeah, I hear you saying it. Did you unplug it and plug it back in? Well, it works for people too. Taking a break gives your brain a chance to reboot. It increases concentration, productivity, and depending on what your goal is, it can help you discover or rediscover a lot about yourself. By giving you a chance to think deeply, to find your voice, get clear on your emotions, and determine why you feel the way you do, which helps problem solve. When we are just so busy and overwhelmed with the setbacks and other things, that we sometimes act or react negatively. Research shows that people who are comfortable with time alone experience increased happiness and stress management. And let me tell you, if that's true, then I am on the road to happiness. Taking time for yourself can also increase your creativity, whether it be podcasts, art, or however you choose to engage your creative side. If you have listened to past episodes, you know that I've been taking the time to heal and rediscover my strength. Rebuild my life. And I've come a long way. But even that kind of work, if you're like me, you isolated to do it and done nothing but make a living and do the kind of work that I talked about. So if that's true, please take some time to take a step back and get out of your head and reconnect with the world. So next week, I will be taking first vacation since I've started this rebuild process. And I'm so excited to join a friend in Las Vegas for my birthday, something I haven't done since 2010. It will be a chance to get out of my head, get out of autopilot by vacating my life enough to reboot, become more present, and be ready for this next phase in the comeback process. They say vacations have an overlapping effects of both on both physical and mental health. In fact, in one study, researchers found that those who vacation more frequently were less likely to meet the criteria of some health conditions, such as metabolic syndrome, and the risks seemed to go down by a quarter with each additional vacation they took. So, whichever type of time you decide to take, whether it be the self-discover type of time or the vacation getaway type. You know how this saying goes, you can't pour from an empty cup. So take care of yourself, and you will be more efficient at taking care of whatever or whoever you need to take care of. So with that said, I am hoping to do some pictures and recording while I'm down there. So I hope you stay tuned. I have all these grand thoughts of, you know, how visualizing going down there, what it's going to be like in the motel, meeting new friends, maybe have a drink or two, relax, loosen the inhibitions. So just maybe, I'll try my hand at an interview. Maybe I'll relax enough. Someone else will. Who knows what I'll meet down there. Maybe I'll get some pictures. Who knows? But if it doesn't happen, I think that will be okay too. The point is to take some pressure off and release some steam, so to speak. So, be on the lookout. You never know what's going to pop up. Until next time. Thank you.